Good evening and welcome to Robin and Stephanie's Crimeaholic Podcast. It's been quite some time since we did one. Stephanie had some problems that she needed to take time for. So I wanted to say welcome.
Hi, Steph. Hi.
So we're hoping to get back on this thing and hopefully have a podcast per week. I do like when we do the local ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a private eye or something. And I like when we go on scene. Because
we're like private dicks. I'm just kidding.
And I like when we go on scene.
Right. That's the best.
So we've had a lot going on since we last talked. I was laid off from my job and I now have a new job in the ER, which is fun all by itself. And Steph's had a few changes. She also has a new job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do. I have a new job. There's just been a lot going on. That's why we haven't. I just need to take some time for myself. You know, so that's all I'm going to say, because if you know me, you know what happened. So I don't want to say it without crying. So
I got you. So hopefully we are back to once a week. So tonight we wanted to do Amanda Knox. She has a special on Netflix, and I like half-ass followed it when it happened.
Yeah, me too.
But after watching the documentary, I'm like, maybe I didn't really follow it because I was like shocked.
Yeah, I was a little shocked too, because some of the things they said, I was like, oh damn, I don't remember that. I was like, oh, I don't remember that either. Like,
yeah. So when did it really happen?
It was 2007.
So what is my excuse on why I didn't follow it? 2007, I mean, I was a single mom with two kids at home, but you know, I always made time for my crime TV.
I know, but I kind of feel like, I mean, 2007, let's see, I had a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, so my gosh. Yeah,
I know that's why I wasn't following it.
I think I had 2 in high school, or 1 in high school and 1 in middle school. But I was working at PPS, and I was a single mom, and I was pulling 50, 60 hours a week. So that's probably why I don't remember.
Well, I mean, yeah, in 2007, let's if we want to break it down like that, I had a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old. So pretty sure I wasn't watching too much TV at the time. It was all Country Bears and, you know, Fireman Sam and Barney. And basically that's what my TV consisted of.
So, you want to go, like, what happened?
I mean, I guess we can just start at the beginning. Like, what was it? So, I guess it was in February. Was that when it was?
Yeah, so she was, like, one of those travel students? Is that how she ended up there?
Yeah, so she was, she went overseas to do, it was like a study abroad kind of thing. I'm pretty sure she was in college and it was like an opportunity. She was a University of, I think, Washington student or something like that. So she had the opportunity to go travel abroad over in Italy for like a year, I think it was. 'Cause she was 21 at the time. Or around that age, maybe 20. She was 20. I'm sorry. Meredith was 21. And I think it was it just those two in that,
yeah, I'm not sure together? Because that's all they talked about, but I seem to think there was three. There was three girls.
Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, her and this other girl, Meredith, who was from England, she was 21, became very close, I guess, because of the living, you know, they were living together over there. They were both doing the same program, you know, the foreign exchange student thing. And then I guess they, so whatever, Amanda, you know, wound up meeting this boy, which I guess like they had like a week of whirlwind romance or whatever. And, yeah, you know, please. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all of a sudden.
So let's finish the synopsis and then we'll move on to the things I thought were just what?
Right.
So her and this boyfriend were hanging out and she came home and Meredith's door was locked, right?
Yeah, they said the door was locked. I mean, I think they had been out drinking or something like that. But the door, supposedly her door was locked, yes.
So they opened the door and find that she had been murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just, it's a hot mess is what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact that it was, I mean, if you watch it, it kind of really goes into a lot of, I'm going to just tell you this, though. When they first started about the whole crime scene, first of all, I didn't understand. There was three people arrested. Or no, four. Was it four?
I don't remember.
For the crime? One was that bar owner, and I didn't understand why he was involved. I mean, I know he was like close with them, but I didn't understand his connection and why he was arrested. I can understand, you know, Amanda and her boyfriend and then that other guy.
Rudy?
Rudy.
Yeah. Rudy, Raphael was the boyfriend.
Right.
So and then Amanda.
And then that other guy from the, he owned the Le Chic pub or whatever that they used to go to all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why he would be arrested either. But even the documentary was hard to follow or keep up with because I was like scratching my head. Like, who the hell's that? What the hell's that?
Right.
So there wasn't like much evidence.
I think there was a lot more evidence than I thought there was a lot of evidence from what they showed.
So they showed videos. So I don't know if it's a half-assed documentary. They showed videos of how the police like botched the whole scene. So
that to me is why she got away with it, honestly.
Yeah. But I think this documentary made her appear to be innocent because my opinion going in was she was guilty and got off of it. But my opinion after watching it was, well, maybe she's really not guilty.
No, I think she was.
You still think she was?
Yeah, because the one scene, like when they were first like showing like the state of the house that they were living in or whatever, the first thing I noticed was when they were showing the actual footage, there was a broken window and the pieces were
on the inside.
The outside. No, were on like the broken window, the pieces of the broken window were on the outside, which means it would have had it been broken from the inside.
Right.
Whereas if you were on the outside breaking in, the pieces would have been on the inside. And it was the opposite. Like the pieces were on the outside of the window. So to me, that was someone trying to cover up the fact.
Is that
like
from...
I think they were trying to make it look like it was a break-in.
Okay,
but
so
that didn't work.
Remind me how she got into the locked bedroom.
I think I think they broke it down.
The door, or they went out the bathroom into there.
No, so. Uh Now, okay, so the police broke down the door because the room was locked and they thought something was wrong with her because there was an aunt, remember they mentioned the unflushed toilet and the bloody bathroom? And since she didn't answer the door, I think that's when she called police and the police broke down the door and discovered her body under a blanket with her throat slashed.
And so they're showing like live video in the documentary of when it all occurred. And her and the boyfriend are outside canoodling.
Oh my God, that was the word I was going to use, canoodling.
And they're like nothing ever happened. Like they're still on their date. Like there's not a dead body, 50 feet from them. Like her girlfriend didn't just die. Like they're just all over there.
Right, like
hugging,
basically
kissing.
had a carefree attitude about the whole situation.
Yeah, and like the video, you see her like
Yeah.
giggling. Like I don't think that I'd be doing that with a dead body that close to me.
Right.
Especially if it's your friend, someone you care about. I mean, I
Right,
wouldn't even
exactly.
be giggling like that if it was someone I didn't know. I couldn't imagine it being someone I know. So that was like way off to me.
Like I said, there was, to me, I felt like you said you think it made her look innocent. I personally feel because of the way that the police botched it, like there was so much DNA because they didn't do the things correctly. Like it had got contaminated and the DNA
Right.
was like all over because they had spread it all over by not
Cross
being cautious,
contamination.
right? Cross
Yeah.
contamination
And you see
kind of
them
thing.
walking in the door with no booties on. You see the one cop kick, bust the window open, stick her hand in it, and unlock it. Like they were just so unprofessional. But because of the way this story hit the media, I think they were pushed to hurry up and
Close it.
solve it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then I kind of touched on that towards the end. Like, it was a ho high profile case because it was international and it had made the news and all of this. So, like, they kind of needed to close it, find the killer, and end it kind of thing.
And it just seemed like because she was American, like they were pushing even harder. I don't know if it's because she's American in foreign land or if it's because, hey, look, Americans don't do that. Like, I don't know why, but that's how it seemed to me that they were trying to hurry up and press charges on somebody and be done with it.
I mean, yeah, probably, but I just kind of feel like there was so many things though. Like somebody, they said at one point, I think, what was it? His Raphael's DNA was inside the victim. So like once Amanda got arrested, all of this stuff started to come out about her and her past. Like she had several back in the day of MySpace. Sexy Lexi, I think, was like her MySpace name or something like that. She had always been like a quirky girl and always different. But sometimes them quirky girls can be freaks. So apparently she was like into like all kinds of like deviant sex acts, and that's what kind of came out. So they were almost thinking that, this was maybe a sex game gone wrong kind of thing.
Now, that's what I remember hearing before I ever watched this documentary. I remember
See, and that's the part
hearing,
that I didn't remember.
no, I
No.
remember hearing that it was like some kind of freaky sex shit and somebody died in it. I remember
Right.
hearing that and I remember hearing that she was guilty. And then I remember her coming home, but I don't remember all the middle pieces.
Yeah,
So
I mean, but
I.
apparently, like, her alibi was she was at Raphael's house all night because they had come back in the morning. We're gonna make breakfast, whatever the case may be. But then there was something that came out that, yeah, she was at his house, But then apparently she left at some point and came back. Like he recanted his story. Do you remember that?
I do,
Okay.
and I still couldn't figure out heads or tails on that. So I had no idea that she was found guilty twice and acquitted twice.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So the first time she spent what, 6 years in jail or four? It was
I want to say
four
it
or
was four.
six. And then she got acquitted, which in this country, when you get acquitted, isn't that the end of the game? You can't try that again.
Not necessarily.
So
I don't think that's true.
what are the options? Guilty, not guilty, and acquitted. Okay, so acquitted, you can try again.
I think acquitted you can, yes.
So
Or, but wait, was she acquitted the first time or was she just found not guilty?
she
Or
had
no,
to be acquitted.
they redacted her sentence, correct?
She went back in front of the judge, and the judge said, I don't know if he said she was innocent or acquitted because of,
The sloppy work.
because, yeah, the shoddy shit from the police and investigators.
Because it
So.
took, okay, so they were arrested in 2000, it happened in 2007. 2009, they were convicted. She got 26 years, Raphael got, and he, Raphael received 25 years. They started the appeal in 2011. I was like, because I'm so in 2011 is when it was overturned. So it was overturned, not acquitted.
Okay.
Overturned just means they're overturning their previous ruling. So that's how that goes. But
So
I
this.
think when the second time when she got reconvicted, I think when she was acquitted. In 2011.
But the second time, she was in the States.
Correct.
So how's that work? How are you not in jail?
Because she had already been, I guess, whatever,
Wrong
overturned or whatever.
and wrongfully spent those years in jail.
Right. Well, so Raphael was ordered to surrender his passport. She wasn't going to have to worry about extradition unless the ruling was upheld. So if the ruling got upheld, then she would have had to go on back.
And then in his interview, so he admits that they were only on five dates and how he loved her so. And then he found out that feelings weren't mutual. And so he says this in an interview, and only a little while later, they're celebrating the fact that they were both acquitted on the phone, and she was talking all sweet as pie to him. I was like, what the hell?
Right, so weird. I thought that was weird too. I thought that was really weird.
I think there's still a lot untold in this.
Okay, so I kind of feel like, so let's touch on Rudy because he basically, I feel, is taking the fall for all of them, and I don't know why. I feel like it was a foursome gone wrong.
Oh.
That's what I think.
But Rudy had already had a past, a criminal past.
Right,
So
and that's
that's
why
why
I
they're
feel
trying to
like I
dump it on
don't know.
him.
Like I feel there was more to that relationship than what they let on in the documentary. So basically he like did he confess? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I was like,
Like, I don't know. I don't know. What I remember before I ever seen this was it was like all sex related.
right.
And this documentary did not push it that way. So I'm thinking there's a lot left out on the documentary. Number one, if it was me, I wouldn't want my whole sexual, history or my likings or dislike. I wouldn't want that all out there. So I could understand why they would leave some of that out, but I think there's a lot missing.
Well, I mean, Rudy did say, like, so he got arrested, and I still don't understand why he was convicted, but like his DNA was in her bloody prints at the crime scene from him. But he admitted to having consensual sex with her the night before, and that when he was in a bath in the bathroom, an unidentified man entered, basically trying to say that that is who killed her. So then, like, I don't, but I guess no one believed that story.
There's a whole lot going on that's
Right.
not being said.
All over, like, I don't know, kind of shoddy police work. They contaminated scenes. They had wrong people, sloppy investigation. Like, it's just, it was a shit show from the get-go.
And I'm going to probably regret saying this, but it's going to come out anyway. Just like the O.J. Simpson case.
Right.
That was just a friggin' shit show that someone got away with murder. This is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's been how many years now, and nothing else has ever come into light. No one else has ever, I mean, like, come on. But was there any unidentified DNA that leaves the door open that it could have been someone else? Because as far as I've seen, all the DNA had an owner.
Sorry. Yeah, no, that story didn't pan out, I don't think, because there was no other unidentified DNA in the house. It was basically his, Raphael's, Amanda's, and Rudy's.
Yeah, so Rudy and Amanda had DNA on that knife, but they're saying that her DNA was such
But
a.
that knife was also found at Raphael's. Wasn't that knife found at Raphael's?
I don't remember. I just remember the picture of the knife with the two spots of DNA on it, Amanda and Rudy, and they're saying that it was such a minute amount that of Amanda's that probably was cross contamination.
Yeah, it says November 15th, an incriminating kitchen knife is reported to have been found at Raphael's home. The 8-inch knife has traces of Meredith's DNA on the blade and Knox's DNA on the handle.
So that got played off as what? I mean, why would the boyfriend have the
Why would the
girlfriend's
right?
roommate's DNA on a knife? And if I'm not mistaken, her DNA was on the blade part, Amanda's was on the handle.
Right. And it says he later said something or writes that he had once accidentally pricked Mary Pan while the three of them were cooking.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there would have been her DNA on the
I'm gonna
blade.
go with a bullshit because it wasn't on the pointy tip, it was on the
Like what they don't
blade.
like.
It was like halfway down on the blade. It wasn't on the tip where you would nick someone. So I don't know. I think that documentary wanted you to believe she was innocent.
Well, yeah, because she was able to speak in it, so I feel like she wouldn't have done that if it wasn't going to look like it was in favor of her. Do you know what I mean? Like, she would have never participated in it. I feel it's going to portray her in a not so nice light.
Right. So even though it's called a documentary, they still have the right to leave shit out. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't have to be 100% the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth to help you. But I don't know. I thought it was weird from what I remembered to what that had portrayed.
Right.
So she was convicted twice, charged twice. found guilty twice, and then she got off both times. One was overturned and one was acquitted.
Right.
So I don't think she can be tried again.
I don't think at this point she can, no.
But there's still, I mean, somebody still did it.
Right. No, and I don't think we're really, I don't know. Like, and I just kind of feel bad. Like, I kind of feel bad for Rudy in all this. Like, I don't know why. Like, I kind of felt bad for him at the end. I was like, this poor guy. Like, I mean, I know he had been in trouble, but I mean, there was a complete lack of any kind of biological traces. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing really to link him. Do you know what I mean? As far as that's concerned, like, it was just the whole thing was done poorly. And like you said, it's somebody, another person who's getting away with murder that will never know who it really was.
Yeah, I mean, this happens more so than not that, I'm not trying to knock the police or anything, but come to fuck one. Like, you know
Right.
better by now. Well, where, how are you cross-contaminating shit? So you go in there all gung-ho that, you're gonna find out who did it, and right off the bat, you're cross-contaminating shit.
Right.
But it seems like these big media cases, I'm just going to say OJ again, and this one, I don't know, that their heads get blown up and then they just fuck everything up.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. But I still think she did it.
But I still want to go back to the what I remember when it was happening. It was all sexual, like, someone had played a little bit too far on the issue, like with the strangling and stuff. Hey, maybe they was putting a knife on her neck. That's what I remember this being. And that's why she got all those nicknames, Foxy, Noxy, and
Right, yeah, that's what it was. Foxy Noxy, not Sexy Lexi, because that would be, make sense. It was Foxy Noxy, yeah.
like, that's why she had all those nicknames. And then even in the documentary, she says something about her whole sex life being out there.
Right, she didn't like that, yeah.
So there's still, I think this documentary wasn't done as well as it could be. There's still way too much missing information. I
Oh,
mean,
I agree. I
I'm not
mean,
saying I'm recalling everything from almost 20 years ago, but that was the big thing in the media then. So,
well, they were like, she's the de they were calling her like, I do kind of remember like she was the devil with an angel face kind of thing.
yeah. So
I mean, because people were convinced that she did, which I mean, I'm kind of convinced she did, or she played a part or something. Something went wrong.
yeah. And I think both the guys did too. Like you said, it was a four-way.
Four-way gone wrong.
That's why you need to stay in your own lane. But for this one being our first one back, I mean, it was just a hot mess express. I wish it was more one way or the other, but I don't. I mean, I'm sure other people are 100% one way or the other, but I'm still up in the air on who did what.
I think the documentary actually makes it more of a,
Shit show.
yeah, like it's just kind of like you may have, like you said, going into before watching it, like, oh yeah, she did it. You know what I mean? But then after, you're like, oh, maybe she didn't, kind of thing. There's just so many things in the documentary. You're just like, there's no way. There's no way that they could know who did it.
Yeah, and there's
Too
like,
many people were coming in and out of that house within 24 hours of them finding that body.
well, that
Like,
damn Brock class they didn't find till 46 days later or something. Well,
yeah, I
really?
forget what that was.
Yeah. And they said
But
that
that had
Amanda's
Raphael's DNA on it
and
too.
Amanda's.
Right.
Now, It's a damn bra clip. How do we get all that DNA on it? And it was only the bra clip. It wasn't a whole bra. It was a damn clip. Like, right. How do we have all I that DNA? I think
it got put, it was in, like, they didn't find it because it was buried under, like, all the blankets or the clothes or something that were in the
I
room.
Think it was the bathroom rug. It was like.
Something like that. Yeah,
it was hooked into the bottom of the rug or something. So they didn't find it for all those days. Well, I mean, that's just stupid. Now, did Amanda go back to that house after the murder? Because that would explain a lot of the DNA.
I don't know if she did or not. They never really touched on that. I wouldn't think that she did.
So apparently there's like four documentaries. And I'm sure if we sat down and watched all four, we'd probably have a different opinion off of each one. That's why I hate that. I hate that they can steer you in a certain direction.
I don't know if somebody's paying for it, I guess.
And there's three movies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we did it. I'll have to go look. How about Casey Anthony? Did you watch the interview with the mom?
With who? Her mom? Her mom or Casey herself?
Casey herself.
I think I watched them all.
Yeah. I'll have to figure out if we did that one because... That's another one where that documentary is trying to push you in a certain direction. So we'll have to see.
I think, did we might have done, because I think I watched the two that were on Netflix. Wasn't there two? Did we ever get around to doing it? Because I know I watched them.
I don't think we did. Let me pull it up.
You'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, because... I don't see it in my folder.
Because I know I watched them. Maybe we had talked about it. And that was like right before. Because that was like, when will we have watched that?
That was like before Christmas.
Oh, well, then that's why. I probably watched it. And then with everything going on at that time, we never got around to it.
Yeah.
And I think that was right before Christmas. Obviously, that's when everything was going down in my neck of the woods.
All right. Where are we at here? Yeah, I didn't think that was me. All right, well, I'll have to look into that and see that. And I know that one that somebody wrote to us on Instagram asked that we looked into. I know I did that one. And there was...
Is that the one I haven't done yet?
Yeah, and there was another one.
They were local ones, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'll get with you like tomorrow or something and tell you the ones I have done so we can catch up. There was another one we wanted to do this week. What was the other one?
The little girl down that local Bridgeton.
One. Yeah. So we'll see what we can get done and see if we can get another one in for this week. It was great coming back.
Yes, it was finally good to be back.
And all of our socials are still the same, so you can reach out to us there. And hopefully we'll be on track to post one a week again. Again,
but we're not going to like the pink concert or psychic dinners.
And now that I work at the ER, my schedule is all over the place, so it will not be the same day every week. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right.
And I don't know, we're going to have to do like a catch up in our lives podcast or something because...
Oh God,
Some of these...
Bring the tissues.
That and some of these ER stories just need to be shared.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that would be good. Yeah, we should do a real life one. Because, you know, as some of you may know, some of you might not know, Robin's a puppy mom now. She's a dog mom, and that has totally taken over her life.
Has it been that long since we did a podcast?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think you had Ollie when we last did our last
Maybe
podcast.
our last one, because I do remember coming up here and hearing him bark.
Maybe.
Maybe it was the last one because I got him on 12/6.
We didn't do one before that. I mean, we didn't do one since then. Yeah.
Yeah, so I maybe the last one we had the puppy.
Yeah.
So maybe just keeping it casual and low key. Maybe this week we'll just do a catch up in our lives. So you know
If
where,
anyone's interested.
yeah. So you know where we've been hiding now for 9 months. And what's been going on?
Jeez.
All right, well, with that
Well, this
being
is fun.
said, yes, I missed it.
Yes, me too.
So, with that, we will say good night and feel free to reach out to us on our socials and, you know, suggest any local crimes or any documentaries you've seen that you would like us to review. And until next time.
Peace out.